Another aspect is a vintage car, investment in a vintage car. Vintage cars means the grandeur of yesterday's to the days when rich indulge into accomplishment of their wish and desired a dream of theirs. Kings were eager to design and own an fantastic and most erotic vehicle suit to their status and class. Rich Maharajas had cars which are built like riding the carriages, railway saloons, chariots and the swans. The seats were upholsteries and intriguer skins in a mink and furs. Gold plating and the diamond encrusting was serving like an icing on the cake. India still owns many of the vintage cars of the yesteryears due to the ban on its export in 1972. Demands for the vintage car has been jumped up nearly 500%. And this is possible because of availability of the information at the finer tips through the internet. The information is also easily available from the other collectors, enthusiasts, and even previous owners. People have become a good investors in vintage cars due to their extensive research. Identifying a particular make, model, and the year will help an investor to know the real value of the vintage car. Classic cars date back at least 15 to 25 years, while cars are more than a century old belongs to a separate category of antiques. Investors' affinity and valuable objects have made the classic car valuable. Vintage car collections can earn the big return on such vehicle. Besides earning the good returns, vintage car owners find pride in experiencing the joy of owning, maintaining the vehicle. Popularity of the vintage car is an evident from the skyrocketing prices that cars are fetching in the auction. Investment in vintage car is done more out of the pride and passion. And one of the downsides of the owning the vintage car is that its maintenance. Parts are difficult to get and running cost is very high. Some of the tips or steps that you have to take into consideration while buying the vintage car is, according to the Knight Frank, Luxury Investment Index Appreciation, the value of classic car has handily surpassed that of art, wine, and coins, all of which are notched considerable gain themselves. Experts believe that vintage cars have been appreciating at about 35% per annum, and hence the first prepare your budget to buy it. It can be a rich man's hobby and not everyone's cup of tea. Find out the pedigree, that is, who is the maker of that car and the year of its make. Ascertain the vehicle condition and availability of the parts. Find out the vehicle previous owner, maintenance and travel. Ensure that vintage car was not made an accident. Okay? And find out the running expenses and other expenses such as insurance, maintenance, restoration and storage. These vintage cars should be old and rare, but they should be possess some quality that makes them interesting to collect. Hire a certified appraiser or consultant to provide the feedback on the potential purchase, who can diagnose the issue and save your money in long run. Finally, negotiate the best price and then buy it. Now, another type of exotic investment is farmhouse, investment in the farmhouses. Farmland is not only a real asset that can generate the revenue, but it is diminishing in supply around the world. It can produce any quality output, and hence it is getting increased the global demand. Owning a farmhouse is becoming a trend for the urban people who wants to move out from the vertical expansion of the building and from the hassle of the regular happening in urban areas. Most of the urban investors in farmland are eager to spend some time in the lap of nature. So there is a sudden rush in the investment in the farmhouses due to cramped surrounding of the modern urban India and inner urge to enjoy the countryside. Land buying options are aimed towards having the spacious and comfortable house and converting into the farmhouse by fencing area and installing a gate to secure the land. Buying a farmhouse can serve a dual purpose. One being a return in the form of the weekend home or holiday home, or maybe it is enjoyment of organic food or another appreciation of the value. Investing in the farmhouse can serve as a long-term investment, and growth will come from the cash flow through all the business cycle. Therefore, farmhouses are not just being used for the residential purpose, but also using for commercial purposes such as renting it out for wedding parties, corporate events, etc. Steps to buy the farmhouse. Important. Verify the marketable title of the land is clear or not. So seller, developer, through some reliable advocate, or avoid the future litigations. You need to check whether the land is a fertile and there is a source of water nearby like river, well, etc. and power. There should be easy access to the main road and transport. Land should not be in polluted region. Always visit personally and see it for yourself whether it fits into your dream as a second home. You should be able to go and stay in the farmhouse periodically to ensure the proper maintenance. Execute the proper deed and get it registered before paying the negotiated amount. Have a security arrangement to look after the farmhouse and enjoy the inspiring views. Unwind and relax in a fresh air, in a scene atmosphere with the sweet sound and the smell of the nature. Now, investments that are exotic in precious metals. Gold is the most popular precious metal in the world, not only amongst the individual, but also in the industries and in the government. Individuals are interested to have the gold in the form of ornament due to its aesthetic attractiveness. The industry for the consumption due to its high resistance for the heat, and for the government for building the foreign reserve to balance the import and export payment. Investment in the gold is also considered as a good hedge against the inflation. Investment in gold also provides a good diversification opportunities. This investment in the gold can happen in various forms. One is a physical purchase of the gold. You can buy the gold from their jeweler shop near to the festival occasion, either in the form of jewelry or even in the units of the gram as per the budget. However, on sale, the proceeds can be taxed as a capital gain. Short-term capital gain, if sold within 3 years, and purchase and a long-term capital gain, if sold after 3 years. Investors may not get the full value as some part of the gold are may be deducted by deducting as impurity or whatever it may be. Physical gold needs to be kept safely at home. Safety at home or at the bank lockers, which can also be involved in the cost. Coming down to the another aspect is a gold coin. One is a jewelry, another is gold coin in physical form. In the form of gold coin, bars and biscuits through the jewelers or bank you can buy. These are assured of the purity and may have higher price than the gold bought for making the ornament. Then gold ETF, exchange trading fund, gold exchange trading funds. Those who don't want to buy the physical gold can invest in gold ETF, gold exchange trading fund, through their DMAT account. Here, buying and selling of the gold ETF units will involve the brokerage cost, but there are no entry or exit loads. Investor need not worry on the deduction due to impurity nor the safekeeping. Gold ETF are the tax efficient and the capital gains are charged at the lesser rate than the physical gold. Another form of getting the gold is a gold fund. Investor can also invest in the gold fund launched by the various mutual funds through the SIP, Systematic Investment Plan. This systematic investment plan for purchase of gold will result in rupee cost, which is averaging, and long run investor will benefit by paying an average price over the period of time for the gold. Gold futures can be leveraged on the margin amount. Investor has an option to square up the transaction or settle the transaction on delivery basis. Sovereign gold bonds also can permit you to buy. With the government of India, sovereign gold bonds investing in gold has become easier and convenient. The best part of the investment in gold is sovereign gold bonds gives an assured return of 2.5% per annum and redemption is linked to gold price. Interest on the bond shall be taxable as per the provisions of the Income Tax Act 1961, and the special discount of rupees 50 can also be availed on online investment by retail investors. This type of investment eliminate the risk of storage, investment in exempt from the capital gain taxes if they are held till the maturity. It has a tenure of 8 years with an option to exit from the 5th year onward. The gold bonds shall be denominated in the units 1 gram of the gold and in multiples thereof. So minimum investment in the bond shall be 1 gram with a maximum limit of subscription of the 4 kg. For the individuals, the bonds may be used as a collateral for the loan also. gold is traditionally weighted in troy ounces, but the proportion of the gold is measured in the carat scale. Pure gold is designated as 24 carats. Investing in the gold has various benefits. One, it is hedged against the inflation as its price rises commensurate with the inflation. Adds the stability to portfolio as it is less volatile. Number three, it can be easily converted into cash after selling it into the market as it has got a better liquidity. Then gold can be purchased in the various forms like suiting to the individual budgets. Gold does not rust or decay and it adds the status value also. So gold can also be an excellent collateral for taking the loan or advances. The three major precious metals that are traded in future exchanges are around the world are gold, silver and platinum. Along with the gold, there are two other metals, that is silver and platinum. Investing in silver can be more affordable than gold. Most investors know that the silver has a precious value and has helped the investor to stabilize the wealth over the long term. Even though the price of the silver is a volatile, it can be purchased as an investment like other precious metals you purchase. Platinum can be a costlier than the gold, as it is believed that platinum is almost 30 times rarer than gold. So platinum is about 50% denser than the gold and hence it is much stronger than the gold. So platinum is naturally white, gold is naturally yellow. Despite being stronger and the more durable, platinum is softer metal and it will be getting stretched a little easier. Now, steps which you are required to follow for investment before investing into the precious metal consist of: number one, decide which precious metal you propose to buy. Second, research on the price and availability and decide which method you buy. Based on the investment method, initiate the documentation payment. Okay? Monitor the prices periodically and evaluate your portfolio and decide if any addition or deletion or precious metal is to be due from the portfolio. So friends, with this, we have concluded our discussion on the various method of investment, on the exotic investment. There are various exotic investment, but one must know this is also one of the area for the purpose of investment. So under the circumstances, this chapter was incorporated or included as a part of investment in anybody's life. So thank you very much.